Blog Talk Radio.
Right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone's having an awesome day. Yeah, it was some beautiful weather here in Houston, Texas. Oh, good old Houston, Texas. But y'all, you know, I got to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles and fallible individuals on the show that has been successful in their businesses or just living out their dreams. All right, y'all, remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy and focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. Your life, your dream, your reality. Also, I'm looking for my independent artists to email me your submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your music on a rotation. And for the ones who have sent it, thank you. Last week on the show, I had a producer, an artist, had the producer and manager of Little Scrappy, James Soul. He was up in here. Today I got my rapper, my artist, my Triple OG, my reality star. I got my Coolio up in here today with me. I also want to take time to say hello to my XRQK Los Angeles, my AV News Talk, Airtime America Radio Network. What's up, everybody out there? Hope y'all are tuning in with me. I know y'all are. All right, y'all. Gonna switch gears a little bit. Didn't have a whole lot for y'all today, but you know how we do. Got my girl rolling with me today, MJ. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry before we get into our gossip. Really quick, the Houston Power is having their tryout this Saturday at 9:30 at Memorial Park. Y'all got to show up and show out. Check out the website at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. I'm sorry, MJ. I got into my moment.
I'm sorry.
What's up, my girl?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Girl, nothing. Watched that old Boring Love and Hip Hop to Hollywood last night.
Oh, man, that was good.
I really watched it all.
Man, these chicks really think they're somebody. That was so crazy. Like, they really running things. And I'm like, all of y'all it just either fighting over men or just have no control of your situation.
Girl, I got to find that young bird and see what's going down, young bird.
I have no idea, but they say he's like a hot producer. I'm like, since when?
I know. I'm about to hit him up. I'm going to make me a joint on a video or something.
Oh, you can go ahead and interview him and find out what's going on, because I want to know what is the deal.
I know. They hot. He hot. Girl, he hot down there. He is hot.
I guess so. And this whole Molly Mall, the chicks not believing what... I mean, you slept with that girl. You know it. So,
girl,
I mean, Nikki,
when he said he didn't do that, that was...
Whatever. He don't
right.
always say that. He ain't going to say that. He ain't gonna tell the truth.
She say, you just lied. You just lied. I was like, oh, my God. Okay.
Foolish. Let her believe him, but you know you slept with that girl.
Girl, what else happened on there? That was really it that I kind of
besides Ray J and his manager getting into it.
Oh, yeah, I think they separate ties with each other.
Yeah, I see that the next episode.
Yeah. You know, I saw today that K. Michelle, she got a new show. It's called K. Michelle, My Life. So it's November 3rd.
I guess that's the route Tierra Marie gonna take, because you know that's when Kay Michelle was kind of angry, you know, her first seasons or whatnot. Then she ended up, you know, calming down, and you know now she got a nice career going on. Maybe that's what Tierra Marie is supposed to be doing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know they showed her and her son, and they showed actually another little outlet of friends. And she was doing, like, some nude scene modeling or something, but, like, to the side, I guess, for her cover. And they showed her son. I was like, okay.
I'm proud of her.
Let's do your thing. Do your thing.
You're doing it. Go ahead, yeah.
Well, I know I talked to my boo today, talked to my Peter Guns, you know.
Really?
And he say they're taping, so they ought to be coming out soon. So that's all you can really give me, so.
Oh, very.
I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And
but
goes
you know what
off
will?
The air very soon, because it's just, it's not hitting on anything right now.
Ain't nothing happening on him. So I was like, okay, so.
What did you hear about
know.
Jocelyn supposed to be pregnant now?
Girl, shut up.
Yeah. What did he buy?
From Stevie J?
Her husband.
Can he still have babies?
I guess so.
Girl, I don't think he still had no babies.
Well, Jocelyn is pregnant.
Girl, Stevie J. I know he's going to be here. You know what? He's going to be here, I think, on the 18th. So I'm going to definitely go. He's going to be here at Club Brew.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
I'm going to go check him out.
He's going to be baby number seven.
I'm at the girl. I don't know, like Peter Gunn, number nine, eight, nine.
That's
Girl, what else? Ain't nothing else happening. I know Tyler Perry's new show coming on. I'll have to check that out after a while, so see what's going on. Have you been tuning into that, or you don't really like that?
No, I haven't, and the reason why, I guess I keep forgetting. Every day it comes on, so I haven't really. I mean, I'll probably check it on demand to see if it's even worth following, but, you know, it is what it is.
There it is. Well, all right, MJ, thank you for rocking and rolling with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. That was my girl, MJ, y'all. You know, I got to give you a little dirt, a little gossip, but we ain't really had nothing because all our shows gone off. So, I don't know. Well, you know, I got my boy Coolio. He definitely going to be up in here with me. But today I'm going to drop a joint from a young rapper, artist that's coming back into the game. Got Young Mo gonna drop his joint. Also gonna drop Miss Michelle Garcia. Gonna play her too. Y'all gotta play my Saudi, y'all. They got a new joint. So stay tuned. I'm also giving you a blast from the past, and when I come back, gonna have my Coolio up in here, so don't move.
Money, I can kill. y'all. It's the girl Carly Ren from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the artist, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Sizzy, on NowHipHop.com.
All right. We got blast from the past.
But the main one I love is Dangerous Minds. Today on the show, I'm rolling with my boy Coolio. What's up, Coolio? What's going on?
I'm running out of sleep, smoking indoor, tripping on gin and juice right now.
Oh, Lord Jesus. What? That's terrible. That is terrible. Tell my listeners, what you been up to? What you been doing?
I have been touring.
Oh, good.
I've been actually getting ready to shoot new episodes of Cooking with Coolio.
Okay.
Working on the next cookbook.
Oh.
We are currently just revamping some stuff, like I'm changing my stage show right now to more live music.
Okay. You need some backup dancers. You need some backup singers. Here I go.
I need somebody to back it up.
Oh, here I go. I'm on my way down here. Well, I've been having a lot of people on the show that's been emailing me to get you on the show. It's a lot of the young OGs. So basically, the questions they want to know is, like, when you first started out in the music industry, of course it was different then. What challenges did you face, you know, as an upcoming aspiring artist back then?
I think for any artist, one of the most important things that you're gonna find is most important throughout your career, should you have one, and that's gonna be your representation.
Mm-hmm.
Which means your manager, lawyer, agent, your pretty much your team structure. And that's probably the most important thing in the beginning, Because without a solid point person, you know, to represent you, you're spinning your wheels. You won't even get out the gate. You won't even take off of the starting line, and then you just be sitting there with, you know, no matter how much talent you have, you know, you won't get hurt because, you know, records try a lot of young artists. They try to do it themselves.
Right.
Well, let me be the first. If you don't know, let me be the first to tell you that you're spinning your wheels because nobody's gonna even they're not even gonna listen to your stuff because record companies and execs and production companies and stuff like that they don't take what they call unsolicited material.
Oh, okay.
You have to have some type of connection. It has to be somebody that they know, they dealt with, or some company or entity that is licensed to do that, and you know they have a structure and a place where should they decide to give you do any type of business with you, they have somebody they can go to contact you, or somebody to deal with the contract and stuff like that, and it's because they don't want to deal with the artist.
Right, because I know a lot of the young artists I do interview, they are independent, and I listen to their stories, and I listen to them how they're trying to get their music out there, and they tell me their struggles and their challenges, but they do everything themselves as far as promoting as well. So I'm like, wow, you know, I guess it's different back then when you probably got into the game, you know what I mean?
Well, that's all it was as far as a lot of people are doing that, but in order for them to take you seriously,
mm-hmm.
you have to be doing some solid business.
Okay.
But you know, and some of these young cats they don't need anybody to represent them, but those guys are few and far in between.
Yeah, that's true. What kind of music did you listen to growing up? What did you listen to?
I listened to Motown and I'm from the Motown / funk era.
Okay.
I listen to the super funk groups like Cameo and Confunction, The Barcade.
What's his name? George Clinton?
Yeah, part of the Funkadelic. Bootsy.
Okay, I got it.
Brick and the Dad Band and Earth, Wind & Fire. And I can go on and on.
Okay.
And the Meters. As well as Aretha Franklin, Anita Baker. Don't forget, I can't forget the Sauces. Patti LaBelle and Minnie Riperton and I can go on and on. And like
I'm taking you way back.
I also Dr. John and the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and Three Dog Night and Steppenwolf and.
Well, I want to know.
Hold on. And Johnny Taylor.
Lord, you say Johnny Taylor.
That's right, yeah. That's what I know about. I know some Johnny Taylor.
I want to know, how did you start cooking? Because I know you were on a couple of reality shows on the Food Network, so, you know, the Celebrity Cookout. How did you become a master chef? This is what I want to know.
Well, I was my mom was a working mom, so she didn't have a lot of time to cook. Always cook for me, you know, and I was a latchkey kid too.
Okay.
You know, so I had to look out for myself.
Okay.
So this one particular day, I'm gonna tell you how it started.
Okay.
I was about eight.
Mm-hmm.
My mother told me to. I didn't go to school this particular day. My mother worked days, and my stepfather worked grades. So he came home that morning, and he went straight to bed. So I'm in the house, you know, pretty much I'm up by myself. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I was there. Oh, no, he was in there asleep.
Okay.
average.
Okay. No, I was just wondering. I was just asking. I know I saw a preview a couple of nights ago that you're going to make an appearance on Black Jesus.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was like,
I got you today, I think.
I said, look at my boo. Look at him over here.
I have fun doing that. I'm a big fan of Aaron Recruiters, and
okay.
I think that the stuff that he does is important. So anything he does, I try to get behind it, whether
that's good.
I'm just watching it or
I'm just glad you're still out and you're still around, you still doing stuff. I'm just very excited about that, because I'm telling you, I jammed your music all through the day, through the time. And we still listen to Gangsta Paradise on some of my past shows. If you ever just go back and listen to them, you'll be like, look now, you playing my songs too much, lady.
Right now, I'm just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm 51 years old.
Yes, yep.
I never thought I'd be saying this, but I'm damn near as in good a shape as I've been in my life. I mean, the only other time I've been in better shape was when I was like 5.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you one last question before I hang up with you. I want to ask you to tell again, I know you said it in the beginning, but any upcoming artists, what words of wisdom would you share? Just a couple of words. What words of wisdom would you share for them that's trying to get into the music industry?
Be original. Try not to write songs so much about what's going on today or tomorrow. Try to write songs that are about if you want to write classics, then write about stuff that people been going through throughout time. You know, don't write about the new dance that's out, because that's gonna date you. Try not to use dates or years in your songs. Like it's 1997, but or 2014, and I'm something. You know, try not to do that, because you know that dates the song. And you know, just be original. Try to do something fresh. try to create the next sound versus following the sound that everybody else got in the same formula that everybody else got.
Okay. I like that. Well, thank you for taking the time to call the show today for me, Kulia.
It's not a problem. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
All righty. All right, y'all. Again, that was my boy, Kulia. Y'all definitely check him out. He's going to be on Black Jesus this week, so y'all definitely check him out. He's on tour. Y'all tweet him, support him in all his endeavors.
Let go. That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work.
YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Real Thought, you're claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the heart, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got some deep in this bitch, we getting it. Ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will. We gunning for you. Been in the game a lot of years, so we stunting on you. Get my eyes, you gotta see, we a problem for dudes.
That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work.
or it might hurt your nigga cause you light work. The MLM can start picking them up. Got a call from Killer, he say Bizzle start hitting them up. Shit's real, let wheels start ripping them up. Southeast Steel Street, real trill as fuck. It's clearly you not a factor, really you just an actor. Lyrically I will finger you pussies before I smash it. Battling is too easy, believe me boy you don't want it. Develop a little bit longer, apparently he's a goner. I'm talented, my persona, better than my opponent. I bury whoever on it, expose all their components. They love you just for the moment, you gimmick it with your lyrics. The radio gon' endorse it, but the streets don't wanna hear it. Quit spitting, so now you're singing. Nah, I ain't complaining, but it gotta be more to you dudes than the Drake and the T-Pain. Got love for the same thing, but I admit that the game's changing. Sell out to the pop chart or your pocket, your game banging. That piff, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Ayy. So there it is.
There it is, nigga.
Know what I'm talking about? Everybody wanna be a real nigga, a gangster nigga, a goon. Shit, me and my dog. What happened to the regular nigga, you know what I mean? Just a stand-up guy.
Get your grind on, nigga.
All these motherfuckers got bricks. All these motherfuckers got motherfucking $350,000 cars. Niggas can't pay their lawyer fees. Fuck yeah. SD, nigga. We in here, been here. Niggas ain't going nowhere.
Yes, sir.
I mean, y'all the cats that made it cool for all of this. Singing boys and men, fake ass MCs, you know what I mean? Y'all made it cool for these niggas to do what they do. Y'all accepted that, y'all embraced that. We can't co-sign on that.
Cause you like words. Hey.
KQ exclusive.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, it's the 4 Mo, man. This how we gon' do it like this. Well, I make it through life as a young buck. Best of my luck, standing on street blocks and keeping the block locked. I'm keeping my clock hot. A young boy running the scene, running the scene. My only boy was my 4-4. Favorite color is green. So now I'm on a different page. It's a prison to change. Locked up in the cage for 8 years, doing hard time, numb to a lot of things, losing so many fears. I've seen a lot of years fly by. Look out the window, look up in the sky, and ask myself, was I meant to be here? Yo, and why? I know a law got a plan for me, but the key is waiting patiently. The time to pass so I can see this what it's meant for me. But until then, the path is what I'm on. I gotta be strong, I look on my journey is long. You see the signs in creation, but men of understanding. So I try to see them, so I can read them, and show another problem and hope and pray about freedom. Many lies have been told about the days that are old. So I'm seeing it clear now, my knowledge is tenfold. Looking at the flip side to every situation. So why you on the streets acting up? I'm thinking patience. Your life is too short, so don't take it for sport and play. You might not understand what I'm saying, but you will one day, so don't look surprised. Just try your best to survive in these days of hard times. Life is rough in these days of hard times. We all pray to God in these days of hard times. I'm trying to make it big in these days of hard times, so I can feed my kids in these days of hard times. Life is rough in these days of hard times. We all pray to God in these days of hard times. I'm trying to make it big in these days of hard times, so I can feed my kids in these days of hard times.
The Quran was designed for God and silly the blind to realize we in the last days of time. So open your eyes and read the signs as time flies. Searching through life to try to find an answer to my questions, so I make sure I read Quran and study lessons. I'm seeking knowledge from the cradle to the grave, like my ancestors did before and after the slave trade. My thoughts stay deep when I speak, I try to teach. Fuck a speech specifically, how many people do you reach on the apprehension side? The time that went by, and as the flies and lies die, how long did you think that we would stay on the dark side? So now we keep crime high, it's war on the street. You either do or you die. I help my mom when she cries and wipe her tears from my eyes, and from that I analyze and realize and try to get a little wise. So we can survive in these days of hard times. Life is rough in these days of hard times. We all pray to God in these days of hard times. I'm trying to make it big in these days of hard times, so I can feed my kids in these days of hard times. Life is rough in these days of hard times. We all pray to God in these days of hard times. I'm trying to make it big in these days of hard times, so I can feed my kids in these days of hard times.
All right, y'all. I'm wrapping it up. Thank y'all for listening. Again, I have my boy Coolio rolled up in here with me today. Y'all got a little audio difficulties going on. Y'all check it out. Y'all heard that? Okay, I'm sorry. All right, next week on the show, I'm going to have an upcoming artist from Washington, D.C. He's going to be sharing his story, how he got into the music industry. And after that, going to have my girl Mama D. She's going to be telling us what happened on the upcoming Snitch season, what we're going to be looking for. Then I'm also going to be having Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Got Marion up in here. So y'all stay tuned. Got a few good people lined up for y'all so y'all could be listen to their music and listen to their stories. And again, I'm looking for my independent artists to send me your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your music on the rotation, play my boys from South Florida, pull out my South Deep, They Light Work song, had an artist that's coming back out, Young Mo. Definitely check him out. He got a lot of new music that he's going to start dropping, so definitely check that out. Also dropped Scrappy's song. It's called Trickin'. So y'all stay tuned. They got a lot of new joints coming out. Also next week, going to be dropping a new female artist joint right here from Houston. Not going to tell you who it is because I want y'all to listen. So y'all stay tuned for that. All right, y'all. Have a good week. Good night. And I'm out of here. I guess they won't.